Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us today is Ross Norton, editor of GSA Business Report, part of the SC Biz News Network. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville. Ross, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, Mike, you know, it hasn't been that long since we talked about Lockheed Martin and their F-16 project that they were bringing to Greenville and a billion-dollar contract with the Kingdom of Bahrain. They're making 16 of the fighter jets for the Kingdom's Air Force. And when they made that announcement, people were asking, you know, what happens when the 16 jets are delivered? And one answer was maintenance. That's what the Greenville site was doing before. But the answer from Lockheed Martin is that we're looking for more customers. And since then, they have landed an 8-aircraft deal with Bulgaria. And that's another $1.2 billion deal.
Sounds like the amount of money is about the same, but the numbers of planes are quite different, about half this time for the same amount of money. Any special discount happened the first time?
Yeah. Well, it kind of sounds like Bulgaria is not good at negotiating. But what happens is these orders, they're really extensive. A very long list of other things. I saw one of the lists. They include high price options, things like additional engines and 20-millimeter guns and defense systems, even helmets with night vision.
All right. No, well, I guess that makes sense. Anything else going on with Lockheed Martin?
Now it looks like they're in the final stages of a deal with Taiwan. And this would be an $8 billion contract to make 66 more F-16s. Negotiations underway with other countries. It feels like a little bit more job security for the workers in Greenville.
It certainly sounds like it's turning into a growth project.
Yeah. When they first started talking about it, the number we were told was that it would bring about 150 jobs. By the time they made the announcement in April, that number was 400. Lockheed Martin said earlier this year that it would take about 2 years to make the first one, and then one a month would roll off. But that's when they had the 16 jet order. They haven't said anything yet about how these new orders would affect the schedule, but they did tell me in April that the schedule could accelerate, whether or not that means more workers or the same workers working faster is something that I look forward to reporting on in the future.
All right. What else are you seeing happening across our state?
Another project that's, I guess, literally in the air would be Boeing has delivered the first of 8 787-10 Dreamliner airplanes to Vietnam Airlines.
All right, so the airplane business in our state looking pretty good. Any other sectors?
Carolina Panthers are moving their headquarters and some practice facilities to York County. Senator Graham promised to help the state secure some grant funding for economic development. Mark Hart, Vice President, COO of the Panthers, he said that what the owner, David Tepper, what his vision is a 200-acre complex that is more than just football, but that the surrounding area would attract more development. That would include retail and restaurant construction, that it would be an entertainment destination, similar to what the Dallas Cowboys have in Frisco, Texas. Some other teams are doing it. Minnesota Vikings, Miami Dolphins, Atlanta Falcons are all doing it.
And so the sport of football continues its economic development ways, and it looks like good news that it will be here in South Carolina this time.
Yes, the deal to bring the Panthers to Rock Hill had some naysayers, probably will for a while, but they got $115 million in tax discounts to do it. But when these things work, development begets development, so we'll see.
Well, Ross, how's that business calendar looking?
In Charleston, coming up, we have Healthcare Heroes. The Charleston Regional Business Journal is taking nominations for people across the healthcare spectrum who have stepped up above expectations to deliver healthcare with compassion and expertise. And they're taking those nominations through September 3rd. Finalists and winners will be honored in December. And then in Columbia, we have the Roaring Twenties celebration. This event honors the 20 fastest growing large and 20 fastest growing small companies in the state. It's a statewide event, but celebration is in Columbia at the DoubleTree on September 26th. And then in Greenville, my newspaper, we're hosting Upstate Under Construction Power Event on September 16th at the Hilton. And with that event, we'll take a look at some of the transformative projects under construction in the upstate. And then a little later in the year, we have our biggest event of the year, the South Carolina Manufacturing Conference and Expo. And that is October 29th and 30th, and it will be this year at the Charleston Area Convention Center.
Well, Ross, thanks so much for your time and for the update.
Thank you, Mike.
Ross Norton is editor of GSA Business Report, part of the SC Biz News Network. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.